the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, finally, tomorrow is Mother's Day. I hope you've seen the cards and reminders posted everywhere. A day for mums to get properly pampered or maybe just get that best mother mug they've always wanted. And it's well deserved for those mams who are always there to dish out good advice. Shifra McQueen has been chatting to some business people who always relied on their mothers and grandmothers for their pearls of wisdom.
I could have went in and said to my mum, I'm going to be an astronaut. And she would always say to me, Sharon, you can be anything you want to be, love. But then she'd take you down a peg or two and say, well, you need to get up and clean that room.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be?
Sharon Keegan is founder of Peachy Lean and also daughter of Marcella.
Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. She would only come to that song when you'd had a rejection, you didn't win something. I remember like a time in school where I was doing a singing competition and I was absolutely terrible. And that was her song to make you feel like there was hope. Keep going. Most people in business, or if they want to try something new, they're afraid because they think they're not good enough. And my mother instilled such a confidence in me as a child that I could try anything.
Hey, set on, set on. Whatever will be, will be.
And she has come along on the journey with us. Like, I've had tanning business. Teenage Sharon had just got herself this new tanning machine, you know, trying out the tan, going into her job as orange as they come. And she's always really supported us on the journey and always encouraged us to go after our dreams.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this.
So my mum would say to me, there's no job worth doing if you don't do it right. Probably one of the hardest grafters I've ever met in my life, and absolutely gave me that work ethic. She set up a little business cleaning houses. What we would call, say, wealthier people's houses, politicians, business people, and, you know, music producers in some cases. She literally designed up a leaflet on the computer and just put these leaflets in the doors of these houses. You would know when my mother firstly is in a house. The windows were open, you'd walk in the door and you'd smell instantly the smell of bleach. And my mother would go round houses singing to her heart's content. Usually, you know, paper roses.
Paper roses, paper roses.
And she would literally have the whole house live. That's the best way I can describe it. Everything would just be buzzing. The iron, the noise of the Hoover, even the noise of the tap running, scrubbing away on the porcelain of the bath. She has this distinctive cough. She doesn't even realise she does it, but you'd be in the house and you'd hear her little cough while she's actively cleaning. When I hear it, it's such a comforting sound.
A force of nature, a cat of many lives, very humble woman. She's very much the heart of our family as a mother and has been mother and father to us for many, many years.
Meg Kerwin of Goatsbridge Trout Farm in County Kilkenny. Her mother, Kitty Donoghue, was the owner of Gorsebridge Horse Sales.
She lost her husband. My father had a massive heart attack and was left with 10 kids under the age of 15. My mother continued the business. She had no choice. It was as simple as that. She had 10 mouths to feed. If a woman is good in business, she's tough. And if a man is good in business, he's good in business. And people might have regarded my mother as being a tough woman. But I remember one day in the office, somebody came in and looked for the boss man, and my mother looked at him right in the eye and said, you're looking at her. 40, 45 years ago, my earliest memories of the sales.
And the bidding, it was almost hypnotic for hours and hours and hours. Say, start me up, bid them up, start me out, what are we bidding?
The animals, whether they were ponies or asses or whatever, they were going around in circles in the open air. And then the other side, I could see my mother hovering around the person who knew every inch of that business. She knew if they were giving too many spuds in the dinners that they were serving. You know, she knew if there was a customer who couldn't pay his bill. She knew if somebody was trying to sell a horse outside the ring.
Then at the end of it, you may have a big clap. And you could see, I suppose, the look of joy from my mother and my brothers.
The feeling of belonging in that place, because it's where my playground was. It's where I earned my money. It's where I learned my business lessons.
And it's where I saw my mother flourish.
My name is Richard Malone. I am the grandchild of Mary Ellen Malone, or Nellie Malone, as she was known to all of us who loved her very much.
Fashion designer Richard Malone learned a lot from his granny in Wexford, who worked as a seamstress.
You'd see devilment, you'd see it behind her eyes even, and just she'd love to challenge people. I have a beautiful photo of her from the divorce referendum in the late 80s, carrying pickets that were pro-divorce, then later painting repeal on the back of her little Hyundais. There was no farce to the way that she was, and she had enough. And that was like one of the best life lessons I've ever had, is that you can just have enough. It was almost more like we were friends than like, you know, grandparent relationship. It was always sort of stitch or cross stitch or sewing or mending things. We were a bit like the black sheep of the family because our interests were like very different. She said something to me, probably the first time we ever sewed stuff together, like measure twice, cut once. And I do that with absolutely everything now.
As they lived beside each other, one of Richard's favourite things to do was watch her work.
So my bedroom window faced Nellie's kitchen window. We'd always kind of be aware of each other. And I used to do things like being an idiot teenager, like smoke out the window and stuff and try and avoid her gaze because she'd put the blind down. But I could always see her working, painting stones into the night. Her kitchen table would become her workspace. So she would paint there. She would also have her sewing machine there, which is a Singer. And it's this sort of beautiful ticking along noise that you know when work's about to happen. Be finishing curtains for someone. And then she would start playing solitaire. And that was like her thing into the late hours, which I thought was always amazing to watch. In the background, tapes of like Pavarotti and opera music. So that would kind of be in the house. Almost by observing her, you learn a way to be. I think that the most important lessons were about not trying to bend to anyone else's will. Getting paid correctly for your work is something that I definitely learned from her and my family. And I remember she has an anecdote about some person that she mended the clothes for tried to give her a bag of potatoes as payment, and she basically like threw them back in the car and held on to the piece that she was working on until they brought her back the cash, which I can completely relate to. Even at this stage, you know, people are always trying to do you out of money. I'm quite happy to ask for what I'm owed and deserve. After she passed away, I got her machine and her sewing box. When I am working on the machine, there's a real awareness of her presence. There's still her pins that are in it, or the thread that was in it when I first started using it was her thread and her colours, and I still have those colours very close to me. She's there in a way.
While Sharon has been sharing her mum's advice, Marcella gets the final word.
But you'd never say, "Mum, you were right." Which no children will ever say.
I just want to say, ma'am, I wouldn't be without you. I love you to bits. Yeah. And thanks for everything you've ever done for me.
Thank you for turning out the way you did.
Oh, love you, mammy.
Love you too. Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera.
What will be. When I grew up and fell in love.
She from O'Queen reporting there, and a very happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there.